Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out every Sunday morning with the aim of priming the pump of our heart personally before we gather corporately as the body of Christ. And this morning, I just want to read for us just one verse, just from Psalm 54, verse 6, before we gather. It says this: "With a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good." And there's something deeply moving about this text and about giving thanks, not necessarily because we have to, but rather because we want to, we desire to give thanks to the Lord. And in this verse, Psalm 54, 6, David, he's expressing this beautifully. He's offering a sacrifice, not out of duty or obligation, but as the verse says, out of free will, out of gratitude for God's goodness and his character. And at the time that this psalm was written, David was in danger. He was betrayed by those that he once trusted, those that were once close to him. But even in the midst of that, he chose to worship. And this offering that he's bringing before the Lord wasn't about a ritual, but rather is about a relationship with the Lord. And I think for us, it's easy to sometimes slip into a ritualistic mindset that each week we gather as the church, yes, in a ritualistic way on every single Sunday morning, but I hope with an authentic heart to worship the Lord. And David wasn't pretending to just go through the motions. He was pouring out his real fears, his real hope in the Lord, and real thanks before the Lord. And true worship for us doesn't require this pristine life or maybe polished words or a ritual. But what God actually desires is honest, heartfelt devotion. He delights in worship that comes from a place of sincerity, a heart that says, "Lord, here I am, I trust you, and I thank you no matter what may come." And so this morning, can we be reminded that God is not impressed by outward appearances? He actually genuinely sees the heart of the worshiper. And when we bring him our genuine gratitude, that offering that we bring before him is actually precious in his sight. And so today, let's not gather out of obligation or weekly duty or ritual, but let's gather with the sole purpose of giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let me pray for us this morning. Father, we come this morning, even as we're getting ready for church or we're making our way to gather as the body of Christ even now. Lord, I pray that you would remind us once again of your character. And Lord, would you fill our hearts with immense gratitude at the fact that we can freely come and worship you for who you are, not out of duty or ritual or obligation, but simply because you are worthy to be praised. And so, Lord, would you remind us of that again this morning? Would you soften our hearts, Lord? Would you allow us to be in tune with your spirit? And God, would you be honored in the praise of your people this morning? We ask in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.